Colorado Preps. Kevin Schaefer with your Colorado Preps cast.
We start the wrestling season with another conversation with Tim Yount of On the Mat, obviously the wrestling guru in the state as everybody uses his rankings as official data. And Tim, thanks for joining us again, and I'm sure you're excited for the start of another wrestling campaign.
You know, Kevin, I am excited. My 25th year of doing these crazy things, I'm getting really old.
Wow, and you're still married. I like that.
Yeah, I would say happily, but she's a very, very forgiving wife, as I know many people out there can probably understand.
Yes, they can. Okay, you put your first rankings out this week, so let's start with that, and I want to go team-wise in Class 2A, where you have the defending state champs, Ray, kind of as your heavy favorite to win another title this year.
Yeah, you know, when you break Ray down, you can do a lot of things with their numbers, and however you shape it, though, they're always going to be in that number one spot. They lost two kids who are not going to be wrestling this year, and they still are 32-point favorites to win 2A right now through my prognostications. But here's the crazy thing. When you break down how they're ranked, it goes second, first, second, fifth, second, first, eighth, second. There's not a team in the state that can match that kind of ranked kid power that they contribute to the overall team score. So they will be the front runners probably all season long.
Yeah, not just depth, but quality depth, as you mentioned there. Rest of your top five, Cedar Edge, Paonia, Rocky Ford, and Highland. Mention those four teams and what you have your eyes on there.
Well, I tell you what, with Cedar Edge, that's a team that I think some people say, okay, they'll be down a little bit. They lost some really good kids. And so what kind of firepower are they going to have back? And, you know, they load up with two guys that I think are going to win state titles, and they've got two of the guys I think are going to be in the state finals. And so they're not going to lose a whole lot of punch. They may not have the depth they've had before, but they are certainly still going to be big PowerPoint shooters. Paonia, wow. Do they come back with quality as well? That's another one of those schools, sits on that western slope. Everybody knows who they are, obviously. Great, great tradition in Paonia. But they have four guys right now that I have in the top two. So you put four guys in the finals, you score good points. Rocky Ford, that team scares me. If I am sitting in that top five, I do not trust Rocky Ford and what those guys will do at the end of the year. They get those kids ready, and they have for decades. That's a team to watch out for. And then Highland. Some people probably looked at Highland and said, oh, they might be okay. Tell you what, they got a young little coach out there who put together a really awesome team that I believe is going to be a top five contender, and they could go top two if they get some of their other younger kids to really step up. You know, they have five guys that could easily place, and they get seven or eight. There they are. They're right in target.
All right, let's move to 3A, where Alamosa is the defending champ, and I think they're kind of like Ray, as they're your overwhelming favorite to land another title in that division.
Yeah, they are. And again, another one of those schools, when I run the numbers, they're just right where they need to be. Again, great tradition as well. This is the number one team in the state of Colorado for peaking at the right time. Coach Ramstetter has that team ready to go every single year. They're going to be tough. And you look at this team, Chavez, De La Cerda, another Chavez, Kennison, Smith, Hillis, Thompson. I mean, all these guys are going to score major points for them. And it's going to be a chasing game. I don't know if anybody's going to have that kind of firepower, similar to Ray, at the 3A level.
Let's move down the rest of your rankings. Again, looking at the top five, Jefferson 2, Eaton 4, Brush 5, and then Pagosa Springs. You have them at number 3. That's a program that's kind of come on here strong the last couple of years.
You know what it is, and what they've done is they've kind of built it through the middle school ranks. You obviously start sooner than middle school, but they've put these kids in a really good place. Middle school, they've done well. They've now entered the high school ranks. Last year, they kind of got bottlenecked a little bit, where the really good kids were kind of stuck in the same ways, and they had to move some kids up that maybe weren't the way they should have been wrestling. This year, they've slotted those kids in the right places. They've got defending medalists coming back, and they've got a deeper team than I think they had last year because everybody is slotted in really nicely. That Jefferson squad, tell you what, you want to look for a team for the future. When Alamosa graduates all of its big dogs, Jefferson is going to be the team to beat. They're young, they're talented, they compete nationally very well. They got a really fortunate transfer situation when Conifer shut down their program. They pick up the Condit brother and sister. that team right there could be the dark horse for pushing Al Mosley to the very end. If they wrestle like they can, they're going to be really, really positioned nicely in that number two spot. Eaton graduated, what, five seniors? But you know what they do, though, is they get those kids who are underclassmen just on the edge of placing or in that fifth and sixth place spot. They do really well through the season, and they peak, too, at the right time. I think Eaton is a dangerous team because nobody's going to be looking for those other kids that maybe didn't make the state last year to do anything. I think they're going to be in the mix. And then Brush, again, that Brush tradition, you always kind of refill with Brush. You get kids at the top, you get kids at the bottom, you get kids that kind of take that next step. They, too, have had really good results in middle school over the last several years, and that's another one of those teams. And then you throw in Lamar and Eagle Valley and Bertha, Woodland Park and Sterling, and it goes on and on and on. Fort Morgan. When you get to that five spot, any of those six or seven I just mentioned could probably slide into that top tier.
You mentioned Brush, though. I believe they went or sent some kids, maybe not the whole team, but to that big event out in Charlotte right before the season started. That would have to help them because that's one of the premier national tournaments, as I understand.
Yeah, it is. And the sad thing is that tournament kind of beat our Colorado boys up. But what it does, it kind of gets everybody to refocus. You get out there, you may go two and out, right? You go two and out, and you're like, okay, wow, I'm not as fit as I thought I might have been, or this, I got to really improve for me to not have this happen in the state of Colorado. And they come back, they refocus, they get motivated, and they get that kind of messaging that they need early. If this happens with 2 weeks to go, sometimes it's almost too late. Right before the season, that'll motivate those kids to get in the room and work really hard.
All right, let's move to 4A, where we had a tremendous race at the state tournament, went down to almost the last match of the entire tournament, and we could have a repeat this year. Pueblo East, Windsor County, Pueblo West, Broomfield, very tight race atop the 4A division here to get the season underway.
Oh, Kevin, it is. You know, when I ran the numbers, last year, when we looked at the brackets, we felt that it was going to be a three-team race. What happened? Turned into a three-team race. This year, East is going to have a slight edge, even though Windsor has the biggest, what I call, power points, meaning they're going to have probably the most state champions of any team in 4A, but Pueblo East has a very, very deep squad. If they get production in kids that maybe were just off the edge last year from doing well, and they're freshmen, that team is going to be one that's going to be chased all year long. Windsor has to get production from their other kids. They've got their stars. We all know who they are. They are going to be in the finals more than likely, let's say if upsets or something crazy happens. But they've got to get production in the other areas. Pueblo County, let's see what they do. If they get one particular kid back in their lineup, and I'm not going to say who it is just yet because it's way too unofficial for me to say anything, that will be a team that's going to pick up another 15 or 20 points. They're going to be right on the skirt of Windsor and Pueblo East for that scoring title. Pueblo West, how about this? First time that Coach Ryan Schumann, who has stepped away from his program really shortly this year, has had a preseason team in the top 10. We like them in that four spot because they've got just enough experience coming back through their entire lineup to be effective. And Broomfield pops down from 5A into that 4A slot. And I told Coach, this is going to be a much deeper 4A than what we've seen in a while. He said that's okay. We're going to work hard. We're going to be ready. And so he slots in that five spot right now. And I think he's probably going to hang in that 5 to 7 probably most of the season. But the thing I want to bring out is the Pueblo Centennial team that's in 6. What's that mean for Pueblo?
Yeah.
1, 3, 4, 6. And then you drop down to Pueblo South in 12. Is that crazy for a town to have that many teams in the top 12? I think it is, and that team, none of those teams are going to disappoint you, but they're all going to be there at the end.
Yeah, and the good thing is they've kind of redistributed the regional brackets because not too long ago, all those teams would have been in the same pairing most likely, and a lot of those quality kids wouldn't have had a chance to make it to state, so it's good they kind of use this waterfall in 4A this year.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is. And you would have added Cheyenne Mountain to that list in other years as well. And you add, you know, a couple other schools. Discovery Canyon back then wasn't around, but they obviously would probably been in that regional. And so, yes, it's very fortunate for them, too, because they see each other so much during the year.
Yeah.
they're okay if they see each other at state. They don't want to see each other at regional, so it works out pretty fine for them.
Understand. 5A got the normal teams there. Grand Junction, your defending state champs with you. Start them at number 3 behind Pomona, Grandview, and then Ponderosa and Legacy are 4 and 5.
Yeah, I like Pomona still, and people are like, Tim, are you a homer or something? What's going on here? And I'm like, no, I'm not a homer. I believe they have the number one kids program in the state. Maybe Windsor could say we're right on the fringes of Pomona. But anybody, if you want to test my knowledge, go back and tell me how many guys are placing middle school state for Pomona. They get those kids ready to wrestle at a young age, and that is what's going to happen this year. Those kids show up, those young freshmen, wow, this team could be really good. And their schedule is really tough, too. Sam's going to have his hands full, because if those guys go with him to these big tournaments he travels to out of state, they may lose their head a little bit because they're going to get thumped. If he keeps them in town, they may keep them in the right place with the right mindset, and they may be ready to go come regional time. Grandview. Last year I got a lot of heat from Grandview parents. Where are you, Tim? Are you looking at wrestling? Are you following the sport at all in Colorado? I was hesitant to get them in the top 10. This year, they shot right to that number 2 spot, and I think that is a team that could really make a run. I probably undervalued some of their kids in a few of those spots. Watch out for Grandview. Grand Junction, last year I said there's only one team that could beat Pomona, and if they get hot and they have the right kids placed, they're going to make that run. They did, and they obviously won the state title. Ponderosa, they win with their power. They pull with their power. They've got some of the best quality kids in the state of Colorado. They will score really well with 4 or 5 kids. And Legacy, you know, Legacy's one of those schools that kind of sits in the north part of Denver, wrestle a good schedule, have good quality kids. They probably return the most kids with over 20 wins to the lineup of any other school in the state of Colorado. That team is going to be a little bit more experienced than they were last year. They should be a threat for a top 5.
All right, Grandview, you succumbed to parental pressure, didn't you? That's what happened, right? With your rankings, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of value in kind, I guess, from the Grandview team. I got T-shirts and shorts and wrestling shoes and stuff like that. No, I'm just kidding. But that team deserves it now. And they got those kids ready to be in a really good place for this year. And I think they wrestled well at camps over the summer. And so that's a team that is right on that edge. I think this will be the year for Grandview. I mean, Grandview sports is so amazing anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
They have really turned the corner in that large class in all sports. Now you get to add the wrestling program. It's going to be pretty cool to see if they're able to close in that 1 or 2 spot.
All right, that's going to be a good race as well. Now, as individuals, we always start by talking about kids that have a chance to, reach the pinnacle and win a 4th consecutive state title. I believe we're at 2, 3, 4 kids going for that this year?
Yeah, we've got 4, and they're all really good, and they all are favorites to win. You've got Brandon Garcia, Pueblo County, Doris Robeson of Pomona, you got Colton Schultz of Ponderosa, and Andrew Lira is at Greeley Central. I think it's going to take yeoman's effort by anybody to knock those kids off. They are class acts. They are not used to losing. They wrestle a good schedule. But, you know, you never know what happens to the pressure of a state meet, and you never know who decides to make the charge to go head-to-head against those guys to see if they can stop that streak from happening. It happened a couple years ago. The kid ended up with 3 state titles. You might remember the young man from John Mall who lost that ability to go for that 4th or win that 4th. And so let's see where they go. But you know, when you start looking at other kids that are going to be making runs, you got Wesley Van Meter, John Mall. You got Dominic Serrano. You got Isaiah Salazar, Andy Garcia. They're going to be going for their 3rd. You got Trey Geyer of Cedar Ridge, Vince Cornella of Monarch, Devin Chavez of Alamosa going for their 2nd. Probably the most kids we've seen in a long time, if forever, that are on streaks that are leading them to the possible 4th title. It's pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, you mentioned Schultz with Ponderosa, and I know everybody that wins 4 in a row can be put in this discussion, and there's others that could also get consideration. But if he wins his 4th coming up in February, and what he's done on the national and international scale, is he considered the best wrestler ever to come out of Colorado?
You know what? I think he would certainly be on the page. You have to put him in that discussion. He is one of those kids that just has always been on top. You know, when he was an 8th grader, people talked about him being one of Colorado's best. And I was okay. I put him in the number 1 spot one of two times I've ever put a freshman in the number 1 spot. I said, let's see if he can hold through the pressure. Oh, my gosh. This kid... he didn't succumb to any pressure. Pressure is a privilege, I think, is his motto. And he's proven it at every level, whether it be internationally, nationally, or whatever. He's beaten the best kids in the nation, some of the kids who have never lost anybody else but him in the U.S. And so he's certainly the threat. Pound for pound right now, according to Flo, he's the number one recruit in the United States.
Wow. That's
a lot to be said about that.
Exactly. I don't care what weight you are. If you're that, you know, you're good. You mentioned freshman being ranked number one. I believe you have your third one this year that you've done that. You have a freshman in the number one spot in his respective weight and class this year to start the season.
You know what, Kevin, I do, and it was hard for me to kind of go back and forth, and I studied him quite a bit. Here's a kid that just does not lose in the state of Colorado, has not lost in the state of Colorado for a long, long time. He goes out to Super 32 a couple weeks ago. He finishes fifth as a freshman. There's no freshman in the country who should ever place that high in a weight class that is that competitive. But he did, and he was one of the top finishers for Colorado in that tournament. He turned some heads. He beat state champions from other states who probably were wondering, who is this freshman? He's the real deal, and I believe he's going to be the man to catch all season long. If he can stabilize and not let the freshman nerves get to him, and I don't think he will because he's wrestled so much in his career, he's going to be a tough man to beat.
Yeah, we've mentioned he. We haven't told you his name. Tell me.
Daniel Cardenas out of Pomona.
Yeah, and you mentioned the I lead into that because you mentioned the youth program that they have, and he's a telltale sign of that, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's got a little brother who's going to be pretty solid too when he gets of age as well. But you know, there's some other good freshmen that I put in the top three, and I don't do this very often. But you got Nick Gilardi, another one of those kids, 195 pounder, Cheyenne Mountain. His dad was the coach at Cheyenne Mountain for many, many years. Still helps with that program at various times. I've got him ranked third in a really hard weight. I've got Chavez of Alamosa, the other Chavez brother, who I've got sitting third in three at 132, and I got Brady Hankin at Woodland Park, 106-pounder, also one of those middle school state champions. I've got him ranked second in 106 in 3A. So I've got four kids in the top three, preseason ranked. I can't remember the last time I had that many freshmen that high in classes outside of 2A. Hopefully they'll hold their rank and do as I projected.
Yeah, it shapes up to be a great year. You mentioned the four-timers that we have and a lot of guys going for seconds and thirds, and then all the freshmen. Sounds like it's going to be a great year. Also want to mention Air Academy and Doherty. They're not going to be a heavyweight as far as a team going for a state title in their division this year, but they did something unusual. They wrestled an outdoor meet earlier this week.
They did, and I think what they've kind of done is looked at the model. You know, a lot of the colleges are trying to do different things in massive football stadiums. Look what USA Wrestling did in New York City. Look what other countries are starting to do with those opportunities to kind of mix things up. You know, when wrestling was dropped from the program and had to fight like crazy to get back on, one of the covenants they said is we've got to do better. We have to make a commitment to make it more exciting, to be a little bit more risk-takers, and do some things that maybe we're not accustomed to doing. It's awesome to see this now done at the high school level. I don't know how it turned out. I don't know if anybody showed up, but it's certainly fun to know that there's a school that's willing to put their mats on pavement and do what they need to do to draw something different and get some people really jazzed about coming and watching wrestling outside in you know, what is essentially winter.
Yeah, I just want to see these guys do this in late January, early February. That's what I want to see. No. It's a great event, and I hope things like this continue. We've added girls wrestling. I think that's a good sign for the sport moving forward as well. So, again, a lot of good things in the sport. Tim, a lot of tournaments here to get this season underway this weekend. You getting a chance to head out and watch some kids this weekend?
Yeah, I've got a board of directors meeting for my real work on Saturday, but I am going to be sliding over and working with some of the crew Pine Creek for the duels that they do, and hopefully next couple of weeks I'll have a chance to get to more tournaments and see a lot more coaches, people, and wrestlers. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Tim, thanks for your time. We'll talk with you on a regular basis throughout the year.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me on.